Commentator and medical student Joe Wright is in his third year of school. That means he's spending most of his time in the hospital, and he's dressing up for it.
Almost every morning when I get ready to go to the hospital, I put on a tie. But I predict that in the next decade or two, most male doctors will stop wearing ties, and so will I. The subtleties of women doctors' fashion choices are too complex for simple predictions. But for many decades, male doctor fashion has been an only slightly changing uniform, with the shirt and tie as the central elements. More than 100 years ago, doctors adopted white coats from the laboratory as part of a branding effort. They wanted to look like scientists to beat out their competitors, like faith healers and snake oil salesmen. But even before the white coat, male doctors wore 19th century versions of ties as a sign of respectability. The tie said, this man was not some backwoods herbalist. He belonged to a certain social class. He was respectable and stable and serious, like a minister, a banker, or a lawyer. The baby boom generation rebelled against that kind of respectability, and the men among them often stopped wearing ties. In industries like software, biotech, or advertising, too many guys wearing ties is bad news. If your work is supposed to be creative, ties might actually undermine your image. Most male doctors seem to agree that the tie now functions as a show of respect. It shows our patients that we're serious about them. Male doctors who protested against the Vietnam War in T-shirts explain the ties they wear now by saying that their older patients expect it. After all, a lot of our older patients, people from the World War II and Korean War generations, dress up to go to the doctor. But the tie is also a holdout from an old version of the doctor's role. In the past, a doctor was like a lawyer or a banker. The doctor's credibility rested on the authority of a profession. These days, a male lawyer's tie tells us he can impress a judge or intimidate the opposing side in negotiations. A male banker's tie helps convince us that his bank will last for decades to come. But doctors' credibility rests on their ability to show empathy and know science. In jobs outside medicine, ties don't symbolize empathy, though empathetic people sometimes wear ties, and ties don't symbolize science either. And that's why I think male doctors will stop wearing ties. First, it'll be specialists like neurologists and cancer doctors who will want to look more like creative geniuses and less like lawyers. But then the rest will follow. In the end, just as our older patients keep us wearing the tie now, I predict that it will be our older patients who will persuade us to stop wearing it in the next couple of decades. Because as the baby boom generation starts filling the hospitals, male doctors in ties will no longer look like their patients dressed up for their visit. Instead, we'll just look like squares.
Joe Wright is a student at Harvard Medical School.